Good afternoon. Clouds will continue to thicken and showers will become more frequent across interior New York and New England as we go through the afternoon and into the evening hours. A cold front approaching from the west will provide us with some of the wet weather and maybe even a few bursts of rain or rumbles of thunder as it punches on through during the latter stages of the day. Still out ahead of the front, the winds will be out of the south-southwest, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the 60s in most areas before the front comes through. Then the showers this evening will give way to a drying trend as the front continues to track through New England and off the eastern seaboard overnight tonight. Still, skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there is the risk of a few showers during the overnight period as lows drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. This will set us up for a mainly dry but blustery and chilly day tomorrow, certainly cooler than it's been, with highs staying in the mid-50s and a stiff northwest breeze to add to the chill. Still, some instability in the air will provide us with a mix of sun and clouds and maybe a passing shower or two from time to time, especially in the higher terrain. On Thursday, high pressure will be centered overhead, still a bit brisk as it moves in. With mostly sunny skies, highs will bounce back into the upper 50s. A couple of weak disturbances will approach on Friday and into the weekend. This will keep the weather a bit unsettled with mostly cloudy skies both days. There is the risk of a few showers here and there both Friday and Saturday as high temperatures push into the lower 60s. Behind these disturbances will dry out for Sunday and a mix of sun and clouds is expected. It'll be breezy and a bit cooler with highs in the middle to upper 50s. It'll stay in the upper 50s with partly sunny skies into Monday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a high wind warning is out for the Wasatch Front in Utah today. A powerful cold front will track through the region with very strong southwest winds, and these winds will gust up to 60 miles per hour before switching to the northwest. And a larger part of the Great Basin and Intermountain West is under a wind advisory, as winds associated with this system will gust up to 50 miles per hour in many locations. Finally, a high wind watch is out for tonight and tomorrow for the northern Rockies of Montana. In these locations, winds at times could gust as high as 65 miles per hour across the Rocky Mountain front. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston, partly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, showers today with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1985, and the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m., 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with showers developing today, especially during the afternoon, with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds with showers developing today, especially later in the afternoon, with highs right around 70. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with showers developing today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers developing today, especially later in the afternoon, with highs right around 70. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers developing today, especially later this afternoon, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler with a few showers around, highs in the mid 50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cool on Thursday in the upper 50s. Increasing clouds with a late day shower possible Friday, lower 60s. Lower 60s on Saturday with a few showers, otherwise partly sunny. On Sunday, back to the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds, and upper 50s on Monday with partly sunny skies. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.